It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? I'm glad we're television neighbors again today. I want to show you something that Bob Trow handed to me and said, I'll loan these to you for a while. Do what you like with them, and then I'll bring the rest later. I don't think it's a frame, no. Wonder if it could be skis or something like that. Or ice skates. Doesn't look like. I thought they might be old-fashioned things. I think I could use them as part of a block building. Let's try. Get my box of blocks. I think I'll get a couple cars, too. There's some cars. Yeah, I'll just make a little roadway. Yeah, that should work. Let's see. Car can go down the hill. Ah, good. Why don't we have one be it and the other one go around here and hide? Have this one find it. Where are you, car? There. That one's, now this one can be it, and this one will hide. Could hide under the bridge. There. This one will look for it. This one will come right back to home. Home base. Do you think of different things to do with your toys? You can make up your own kinds of games with the things that you have at home. You know, learning how to play is one sure way of knowing that you're growing. Knowing that you're growing. Let's sing that growing song, all right? You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you almost always try. You almost always do your best. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing. You're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing. You're growing all about. Your hands are getting bigger now. Your arms and legs are stronger now. You even sense your insides grow when mom and dad refuse you. So you're learning how to wait now. It's great to hope and wait somehow. I like the way you're growing up. it's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up. And they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, in and out. You're growing all about. Someday you will be a grown-up, and maybe you'll have some children who are just starting to learn to play. And as you live with them, they'll help you to remember how you felt when you were learning those things yourself. Well, maybe that's Bob Trow. Now, let's see. It is. Come in, Bob.
Hi, neighbor.
Hi, neighbor.
Mind if I come in and sit a bit?
Not at all. Can I help you?
Please.
I have some chairs here myself. You're welcome to.
Well, I don't want you to think that I always bring my own chair, but
that's a handsome chair, Bob.
Thank you. And it's just a common, ordinary chair that you sit down in.
Are you making it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like it? Now, about that wood I gave you earlier.
Yes, here. Here it is.
Uh-huh.
I was using it to
Well, you had sort of a hill
a
there.
That's right. Uh-huh.
That's nice. Do you have any idea what I'm going to do with those?
Go with the chair?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bet at first you thought it was going to be a pair of skis or some ice skates.
I did, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well.
So it's part, it makes this chair into a rocker?
Right. Now, if you'll help me, we'll just put that right on there.
Is this some kind of a kit or something that you're...
It is a kit. Yep. I just thought that you and your friends would be interested in seeing how you can make an ordinary chair into a rocking chair.
Try it.
Okay, hold on. It's now a rocker. Why don't you try it, Fred?
I like that.
Nice, huh? What a difference.
It is, isn't it? I like to rock.
Would you like to borrow it for the rest of the day?
Sure. I'll bring it back to you tonight.
Good. I have some bolts that I can put in later. I'll finish it up later.
Good. Thank you very much, Bob.
Enjoy it for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Great idea. Thank you.
See you, Fred.
Bye, friend. A rocker. Be very careful with it. I remember when I was a little boy, people used to rock me in a rocking chair. Mm-hmm. Let's have some make-believe. All right? Okay, last time we pretended that a gentleman from the Make-Believe Olympic Games Committee had come, saying that the neighborhood of Make-Believe had been chosen as the place for this year's games. Mm-hmm. We saw the flying towel race, and we learned that Lady Elaine didn't want to play anything unless she knew she would win. Today, let's think of a game where people could use rocking chairs. All right? Maybe Bob Dog would come. Okay, Trolley, it's time for the neighborhood of make-believe. All right.
Stop. Just a second, Trolley. I want you to try something for me. Are you sure you can spare the time? Oh, good. There. Now, you see this stop sign? All right. When I turn it around, what does it say? That's right. It says go, doesn't it? Want to play some stop and go games? All right. Ready? Get set?
Look, what are you doing?
You set up a new game.
Yes. How old did you guess? I was watching. Why don't you? Well, I'll do hold the signs and you do the thing. Ready? Wait a minute.
Okay.
Let's stop first and then go. Ready? Get set. Go.
How about clapping?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, Lady Evelyn and Bobby Dog.
Yes, Corny. Hey,
could you give me a hand, please?
We can give you a hand and a paw.
Okay. Hand and a paw. Oh, thanks very much.
How can we help you, Corny?
Well, I need to put some big rockers together. It'll just take a minute. If you take these pieces.
Oh, sure.
Thank you. And you'll find some pieces right here.
Uh-huh.
And some parts over on the side and on the other side. And just take them and put them here in front of you on the ground. Yes, it won't take but a minute. I'm a man who manufactures, that's good, who manufactures chairs, just put them there. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywheres. I'm a man who manufactures, that's right, just put them right there. I'm a man who manufactures, who manufactures chairs, yes. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywhere. I'm a man who manufactures. Okay, that's good. Yes, you've got them all down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make two chairs. That's right.
Two chairs?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. It's going to take longer than just a minute then, Corny.
Oh.
Yes, Corny, we have a lot of work to do getting ready for the Olympic Games. This looks like a day's worth to us.
Oh, gracious, no. Those are my instant assembly models. Now that you've got them right down there on the ground, just stand back and say, instant assembly rocking chair.
Instant assembly rocking chairs.
It's magic.
Just instant assembly.
Yeah. Can we rock on them just for a minute?
Well, of course. That's why I want you to help me. Just sit on them and see if they feel like Olympic game chairs.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Oh.
Pretty good?
This feels really good, Corny.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, I could rock on mine forever.
Well, why don't you try a rocking game?
How?
Well, just give me your stop and go sign, and when I make it say go, you go, and when I make it say stop, you stop rocking.
That should be fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'll go get the sign.
Okay. If you just put it right over here, please.
All right.
Right in there, that'll help me. That's good.
How's that corny?
That's fine, and it says go.
Go.
Here you go.
Here we
and
go.
Rocking. And now it says stop. Good. And now ready, get set, go. And now ready, get set, stop. There, stop.
Uh-oh.
Where the sign says stop, everybody.
I know it.
We can't stop.
Well, why not?
I don't know. Are these some kind of trick chairs, Corny?
Oh, no, there ain't nothing like that has ever happened to my instant assembly before.
Oh.
I'll come there and see what I can do to help.
Oh, do.
Well, having a good rock, everybody?
Oh, Lady Elaine, guess what's happening?
I don't have to guess, Toots.
So, it's you, Lady Elaine.
Oh, no, not me, dear. It's just my boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
Please stop it, Lady Elaine.
Yes, please. We want to stop rocking.
On one condition.
Well, you always have conditions.
What is it you want, Lady Elaine?
It's what I don't want that's important.
Okay, then what don't you want?
I don't want to be it.
Don't want to be it? What do you mean you don't want to be it?
I just don't want to be it, that's all.
And don't want to be what, Lady Elaine?
It. I-T. It. When you play that game, I don't want to be it, ever.
But people have to take turns being it, Lady Elaine.
Okay, just keep on rocking the rest of your days, Toots.
I'll be it for you anytime you want me to, Lady Elaine.
Well, okay, it's a deal. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. There you are.
What about Lady Evelyn?
She didn't give me anything.
Well, I gave it to you for both of us.
Okay, then. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Dog, you are a woman's best friend.
Oh.
Okay, now who wants to play tag? I'm not it. Not it.
Are you going to give permission to have the Olympic Games here?
Oh, I might. I just have to think of something important to be in charge of.
Oh, I'm sure you'll think of that.
Go and stop and maybe all the stopping and going. That would be important, don't you think?
People have to do their own stopping and going in games, Lady Elaine. Mm-hmm. You keep your boomerang out of this from now on.
Spoil sport.
Oh. That looks like Daniel Tiger crying over the clock.
He can't take a joke, that Daniel.
I'm going to go see him. And I'll see you all later. Thanks again, Bob Dog.
Yes, thank you, Bob Dog, for helping me.
Daniel? Could I help you, Daniel?
I didn't want to play anyway.
What were you playing?
Tag.
And who were you playing with?
Lady Elaine and all her imaginary friends.
And what happened?
Well, I counted to 10 like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes?
And when I looked, everybody was gone.
But that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to hide.
I know, but I didn't like it. I didn't like it when everybody went away and I couldn't find them.
I see.
And I asked Lady Elaine to be it, but she wouldn't do it. She said I had to be it. Well, I just don't like everybody running away from me like that. I don't want to be it, Lady Evelyn.
Well, you don't have to play that game if you don't want to.
Lady Elaine said we'd probably have to play it in the Olympic Games, and I would probably have to be it the whole time.
But that's just not true.
It isn't?
No. People don't have to play games they don't want to play.
They don't?
No. The games you play should be the games you want to play.
I didn't know that.
That's why it's important to talk with somebody who loves you when you're feeling sad.
Do you love me, Lady Aberlin?
Of course I do.
And I'll tell you something else, too.
Yes?
There are some games I just can't play at all. And if they made me play them, I wouldn't know what to do. So there.
You won't have to play any games you don't want to play, Daniel. But if there are some that you feel you might want to try sometimes, that's a good way to find out why other people like them so much, mm-hmm. or whether you might want to play them. Mm-hmm. Games are good games when they give you a good feeling.
Good games? Good feeling? Oh, thank you, Lady Aberlin. And if you see Lady Elaine, will you tell her what you told me? And tell her that I'm not it anymore, okay?
I certainly will. Something tells me that Lady Elaine doesn't like to have people running away from her either.
I guess not.
Well, see you later.
Thanks, Lady Aberlin.
You're welcome, Daniel.
Agamugga.
Agamugga, Daniel.
Agamugga. Oh, boy.
Is Daniel okay?
Yes. He just doesn't like to play tag.
I don't think Lady Elaine does either.
Just what I was thinking.
Close your eyes and everybody runs away. I can see why people don't want to be it.
Me too. I like you, Bob Dog.
I like you too, Lady Aberlin.
Let's go. Over to where the trolley comes. Oh, there's the trolley now.
Wait a minute.
I left some paint here.
Stop, trolley. Go, trolley.
I thought of a great game just
what?
Now.
What?
Come on, let's play.
What?
It's really good.
That's true what Lady Aberlin was saying to Daniel. Games are good games when they give you a good feeling. Daniel didn't like the game of tag when everybody runs away and it's hard to find them. That's probably why Lady Elaine didn't want to play too, don't you think? But Lady Elaine couldn't talk about it. She made mischief instead. There are all kinds of games in the world, aren't there? I have an idea for one. Just come out to the kitchen a minute. This is what I want. I'm going to write one word on this side of the paper. S-T... O P stop. And on this side, what word do you think I'll put? G O go. Why don't you clap your hands any way you want to when I show you the side that says go, and then when you see this side, stop. Stop clapping. You ready? Get set. Did you stop? All right, try once more. Go. Stop. All kinds of games you can make up. Time to feed the fish. Here you are, fish. And time to have one more rock. That was scary about starting to rock and not being able to stop, wasn't it? I'm taking care of you, taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care of you. I must take care of my blocks too. And that means putting them away. And the two cars. Very little to you. Now I take care of you. It's a good feeling to be able to stop when you want to stop, isn't it? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how, by just your being you. People can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink.